Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Picka from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well, and we have hopefully a good show lined up tonight.
Yes, indeed. This is Season 5, Episode 12, Liability, Lie in Capital Letters, Ability, Liability. The Republican Party's slimy spin regime, how they lie with such ease and why their willfully ignorant base always falls for it, hook, line, and sinker. How might the DNC and the Biden re-election campaign approach the 2024 election against Republican bullshit buffoonery? The GOP frowns on science, looks down on education, intolerant to change, bigoted, unpatriotic, racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, xenophobic, and often hypocritical. They follow an orange lunatic who is dazed and confused like a chameleon trapped inside a Skittles package. How dooms America if they seize, or should I say steal, control of the White House and U.S. Congress in 2024? Is it too late to change hearts and minds as the GOP falls further into the abyss of ignorance and sheer stupidity? Forget Lincoln, Ike, and Reagan spinning in their graves at this point. They're doing cartwheels as the craziness gets weirder and creeper by the day. They can't govern. They hold sham investigations and circus congressional hearings, wasting taxpayers' money and everyone's time with their collective nonsensical crap. Their infighting is more public as they try to out-crazy each other. Will it spell their demise, or will they smarten up and change for the better? Is this the beginning of the end for the grand old party? Thank you for joining us on our broadcast tonight. Call in and have your say, friends. Everybody is welcome. Call in 515-605-9802 is the number you call. Say first name and where you're calling from. We always love hearing from everyone, no matter your political leanings or political persuasions. But all I ask is please turn off background noises and don't speak over the host. You can visit www.kitchenpolitics123.com. This is Kitchen Politics Radio Show with David Franklin and Laura Picker. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking, Laurie. Okay, so Donald Trump, the orange menace, he's in your state, mm-hmm. Michigan, in Oakland mm-hmm. County. He's going to give a Nazi rally and everything. Tell me about that, you know?
Well, from what I briefly heard, I've not watched it. There was about 2,500 people there, and they just posted a video showing him basically grunting, and he's got his fists are clenched, and he sounds like he's trying to go to the bathroom. I mean, the sounds that are coming out of his mouth, his face is really red, and everyone's laughing at him. I don't know what it's about, but this man needs to be put in a straitjacket. He really does. And what bothers me more than anything else is that all the indictments that he has against him, everything that, you know, all the work that they have done to show what a immoral piece of garbage he is, that cares nothing about our country or other women or anything, and he's still running around the country spewing his bullshit day in and day out, and no one shuts him up. And that is what annoys me more than anything else. And also, why are there people still supporting him? Do they not understand what a secret document is, what top secret documents are? Do they not understand that those are not his, to be in his possession? He has no business with any of that. Does he not? Don't people understand that basic fact that those documents were not his to take? They were, you know, secret. They were, you know, very confidential. And he was waving them around like a flag. What is wrong with people? What's wrong with
people? Yeah, I guess, like he said in 2016 when he first ran for the nomination of the Republican Party, that he could shoot somebody right in Fifth Avenue and nothing will happen. He will go to prison and people still vote for him. This is where we're at in America, where we'll have a lunatic, a sociopath like Donald Trump, running for president again for the third time. And thank goodness for Chris Christie, even though I don't believe in his politics and everything. You know, Chris Christie is one of the few Republicans in the field now, which there are 16 candidates, you know, speaking out against Donald Trump and his madness and his lunacy. It's time for him to lose his passport so he can't travel anywhere outside the country, and also, you know, put on the house arrest or something, wear an anti-bracelet or something, because just recently, not a reality winner, but a woman, her name escapes me now. She worked in the Defense Department and stole two documents, two pieces of paper with secret things on it. And God knows who she gave. And she's spending 4 years in prison for what she did. Now, compare her to what Donald Trump did. They did this exact same thing, but yet still Donald Trump getting special treatment. Why is he not waiting in jail for his trial? You know, so there's a two-tier justice system where the super powerful and the wealthy, you know, get away with murder, basically, and regular folks like me and you, even though she did wrong, have to wait in prison right through her trial and no ankle bracelet or nothing. But Donald Trump just roamed freely and have his Nazi rallies and everything. This is why people get the special treatment.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I understand that, okay, they don't want to put him under house arrest, but they need to put a limit as to, you know, what he says, because it's all lies, and the people that support him are so brainwashed. That's the only thing that I can... that makes any logical sense, that they're brainwashed. And they just don't want to give up the thought that, you know, he is not who they think he is, because then they would be stupid, you know, for even believing it and not wanting to admit it. But there has to come a time where people have to look and decide, this man is insane. He's insane. And, you know, everyone, you know, if you talk to somebody, they say, oh, he did so much for the country. Then when you ask them, what did he do for the country, they can't answer you when he was president. They can't answer what he did for the country. Because because he didn't do anything
right.
for the country people. Sure, he
exactly.
lowered taxes, billionaires and the 1%, for sure, that
mm-hmm.
he did.
Mm-hmm.
But what did he do for the common people, for our everyday
mm-hmm.
working people, I should say? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And are they really brainwashed or just stupid, inbred and stupid,
you know,
to follow a man like Donald Trump? They give him money constantly, and if you're a billionaire,
yeah.
why do you need donations to pay your lawyers? And you know,
yeah.
God knows if you have any lawyers now, because you know the lawyers that were with him, they've all quit,
mm-hmm.
yep. because he won't keep his mouth shut, which is a good thing, because he's just keeping
mm-hmm.
digging deeper and deeper in the abyss. And
yeah.
The more he talks, the more trouble he gets into. You know, so I mean, Donald Trump is not it. He was never it. You know,
mm-hmm.
and he's not rich. He's not wealthy. He lied to me on a Forbes list. You know, so I just can't wait for the son of a bitch to get his demise, his just desserts and everything.
You know,
but before we move forward, mm-hmm. special hello mm-hmm. to La Montanita Superstore in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're on
mm-hmm.
Central Street and everything. A big shout out to the workers and crew there.
Mm-hmm.
They make the best foods and everything. So I just want to give them
mm-hmm.
a quick shout-out. La Montanita in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead, what we were saying.
I was just going to say that by now, if you don't see and understand what's happening in this country with women's rights, with voting, with, you know, our environment, they still say that, you know, there's no climate change, with pollution, with air quality, with our water quality. I could go on and on. If you don't believe any of that, then there's something wrong with you, because
mm-hmm.
it's there. It is there to look up, just like when you Google anything. You could find out information.
Mm-hmm.
Things are
mm-hmm.
real. Why is it 20 degrees in Texas, for God's sakes? 120
mm-hmm.
degrees. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's crazy. You know, I mean, I know it's summertime, but come on, you know, and the
mm-hmm.
hurricanes that we and the storms that we are getting, they're not normal, like from years ago. Everything is more intense.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I
yeah.
wanted to mention is mainstream media needs
mm-hmm.
to start focusing on the Democrats, on what they've done,
mm-hmm.
on how they've been fighting back, you know, the crazies, you know, how they've been fighting back in their speeches, and, you know, what Joe Biden has done, what our president and vice president have done for the country since, you know, they've been in office. People are not aware of that, because Donald Trump is on the airwaves every single day, and he makes these mainstream media outlets tons of money. Look what
mm-hmm.
happened to CNN. You know, so
right.
we have to understand that, you know, maybe break away from that a little bit and, you know, try like the Young Turks or Midas Touch, us, you know, Kitchen Politics 123. I mean, we dig for the truth. I don't
mm-hmm.
try to lie about anything. I don't lie about anything. And if I'm wrong about
mm-hmm.
something, I will admit it. How everyone should be. Don't you agree?
Yes, exactly. And the numbers
mm-hmm.
are growing, because we have listeners and callers from Europe, all over Europe.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, listeners in the Caribbean, in Latin America, all over the
mm-hmm.
globe, you know, and they're listening
mm-hmm.
and they've been giving us feedback and everything. In America,
mm-hmm.
we have our listeners and everything, and it's fast
mm-hmm.
growing. And next month, we're
yep.
going to put out merchandise, coffee mugs,
mm-hmm.
T-shirts, and baseball caps. So hopefully that's a good
mm-hmm.
thing for us, where we can get a message out and everything on T-shirts and what have
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah,
the number to call is 515-605-9802. We're going to take our first call soon. But, and, you know, I want to talk about briefly, before we let this first
mm-hmm.
caller in, what do you think
mm-hmm.
about Moms for Liberty? They're here in New Mexico, and they're having a few candidates run for public office, like school board and up. They are madness.
They
You know, the ultra-MAGA Republicans who support Donald Trump, therefore resegregating schools, therefore defunding public education, therefore banning books. You know, I want to play this clip, and then you respond, and then I let through the call and everything about who they are, and the founder of the group, who financed the group, is no other than the former education secretary in the Trump administration, Betsy DeVos, who has no common sense to begin with. But here's a little report on who they are.
Fed parents' rights in their kids' classroom.
And some, though, question, though, whether there is a larger agenda. Contact 5's Katie Legrone recently traveled to the group's headquarters in Melbourne to set the record straight.
Who is Moms for Liberty?
Moms for Liberty is a united group of parents across the country that are working to defend our parental rights at all levels of government.
Are you guys an extremist group?
That's laughable to me. I'm a mom of four.
We met the founders of Moms for Liberty about a month after they moved into their new national headquarters.
We are very excited about it. We've been working out of our homes all over the place for the last 10 months.
Located in a nondescript strip plaza in Melbourne, just southeast of Orlando.
This is the t-shirt room.
It's here where Tiffany Justice and Tina Deskovich now manage the sale of t-shirts, car magnets, and a brand that has grown to more than 150 chapters across 33 states. With a nationwide membership roster, they estimate at roughly 60,000.
Every day, I'm always like, how is this happening?
And it all happened in less than 12 months.
Tiffany is always much more confident, like, oh, we're going to be, you know, huge. And I'm always a little bit more cautious because it's a little surreal to me that this idea that we've had to help parents has really taken off and really grown like this.
That idea created by these two former school board members back in January after Deskovich lost her school board seat in Brevard County. And Justice says she chose not to run for her board again, a neighboring county away.
We very much saw a need for parents to reclaim their children's education, and I think the timing was right for the organization to grow.
And I'm with Moms for Liberty.
Largely because of COVID.
Clearly says is not what you're supposed to be based upon anyway.
Fueling debates over when and how schools should reopen.
We do not support any mask mandates.
Then came school mask mandates.
We believe that parents are the expert of their own children.
And the group that began as a local cry by a few small-town conservative moms.
Moms for Liberty.
Moms for Liberty.
Morphed into a nationwide movement.
Clearly, science is not settled regarding how to test.
We need to be that light.
Taking the internet, social media.
You're out of order.
And school board meetings. By storm.
If you see this acceptable, you belong on a national registry and not a school board.
You can't say COVID is what has made this happen.
No.
I think COVID policies is what has exposed the problem to parents.
Okay, enough of these idiots. I had enough. I can't listen to them anymore. They're a right-wing fascist organization who support Donald Trump and the Republican feel that's running now and everything. And my God, isn't America in trouble where they want to ban books and everything? If you don't like a book, don't goddamn read it. Simple as that. Free speech, freedom of expression. What the fuck is wrong with people? Seriously.
It isn't just the books, David. They're against the school curriculums. They believe that parents should be writing the school curriculums because, of course, they know more than, you know, they're more educated than the teachers and the board members, right? They are against LGBT rights, race and critical race theory, discrimination. They've also campaigned, like you said, to ban books from school libraries, the COVID-19. I think this is where they were, this is how they were basically born, because they did not believe in the vaccine or any mask mandates. And how dare anyone make the child wear a mask to protect them, okay?
Or protect the
child vulnerable.
They're crazy, hopefully this next caller, or first caller, you know, can, maybe explain, you know, what they're about and everything. 515-605-9802, the number to call, say your first name, where you're calling from. No background noises, please, and don't speak over us as hosts. Website, kitchenpolitics123.com. Hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking tonight?
Well, if nobody
Hello.
Answers, me. Is anybody
Hi,
else
Elaine.
On?
Hello, Elaine.
Hi, this is Elaine from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yes,
I have no. I think these people were already there, and if this is how they feel, why don't they homeschool their kids and leave us alone already?
Mm-hmm.
Then getting back to what Lori was talking about the media, we definitely, and I'm seeing more and more of it on social media, people are starting to understand the importance of bringing back the fairness doctrine. These news reporters
mm-hmm.
are reporting crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're reporting crap. And what I mean by crap is Donald. His program is no longer on the air. The Apprentice is no longer on the air. There is no reason to show every one of his flicking rallies. None. There's
yep.
no reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
They ought to
no.
announce
mm-hmm.
at a rally and show 15 seconds like they do with everything else and then go on to what's real news.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Or do what MSNBC does and not show him, period. Because,
they
you know,
not.
He's spewing vitriol and basically
mm-hmm.
hate. If you're not a MAGA right-wing lunatic, then you're wrong
mm-hmm.
and you're fake news and, you know, you're brainwashed by the quote-unquote liberal media. You know,
we've got to concentrate on what everybody gets for free, and that would be your
mm-hmm.
national TV stations. CBS,
mm-hmm.
NBC, and ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Those
mm-hmm.
national news medias do not have to keep talking about Donald. All they can say is he had a rally today at 2 o'clock. That's all anybody needs to know. They don't
mm-hmm.
need to
mm-hmm.
know what he said. But, it's, you know,
yeah.
and you just don't get the full caption on what's going on. And I think it's kind of our fault out here. Are we calling them? I know I am. They know my voice already. I am, you know,
mm-hmm.
am I the only one calling them? I call them and ask them, where is the rest of the reporting?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not asking for much from the other folks that are listening to this program. You've got your
mm-hmm.
telephone
mm-hmm.
in your hand. Call them.
Mm-hmm.
Text them. Email them.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not hard
yep.
to do.
Yeah, we want
mm-hmm.
more fair.
I mean, don't leave it up all. I am getting sick and tired. Also, this mentality that wants things done, that thinks like us, but they're too lazy to get off their ass and do something about it.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm giving us good people a lecture because there are lazy people out there that say, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Well, get off
mm-hmm.
your ass and help us.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. You know, like I said, they're keyboard, a lot of them are keyboard warriors, you know, and it's sad because both of us that, you know, in our hearts care for whatever reason. I care because, you know, I was born and raised in this country. I know how good things could be, and I've seen things go bad, and I see the future generations not have, you know, the opportunities, if things keep going the way they are, you know, like the opportunities maybe we had. And, you know, that's sad because this country can do anything. But who we have in power, you know, in the House, we know, and the Republicans that we have right now are nothing but, how do I put it? I feel that they're all traitors to the country. I don't even know how else to explain how I feel about them, except that they are traitors to our country because they don't care about the country.
Yeah, to me, they're below box chip.
They may be 70, 80, 90 years old. Okay, fine. You're on social media. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job of posting the posts and talking to people and getting put
mm-hmm.
in Twitter jail, Facebook jail, whatever. I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about the younger people.
Mm-hmm.
You're at your job from 9 to 5. You still can pick up your telephone on a break, and you can call one of the TV stations and say, I'm getting a little tired of the, you're not giving the complete coverage. Or you're giving you're giving the orange guy too much coverage. They can get involved.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
People do need to, I mean, if you don't like what's going on, then you have to, you have to do something about it. You don't have to, you know, go out in the middle of the street with a sign. You know, you like Elaine said, we can email, we can, you know, we can call. You know, there's things that you can do. You can, you know, go on Twitter and in their feed. You can go on Facebook in their feed, you know, and somebody will read it. So it's just, it's
go
just
to snail mail. Keep the mail people working. Write a postcard.
Yeah.
I talked to a lady today, and she says, well, what can we do? We're doing pretty good in Michigan. Our representatives seem to understand what we need. And I said, you know what people seem to forget? Somebody in Arizona that casts a vote affects us in Michigan. There's no reason why you can't pick up the telephone and call that representative, Senate or House, depending on what issue it is, and you tell them, if you vote a certain way, you're hurting not only the people in your state, but you're hurting me in Michigan, because you swore an oath for the people. The people. I'm getting a little tired of the state's rights mentality. That's bullshit. That is totally bullshit. That person in Arizona, that person in Pennsylvania or in New York, whatever, you know, you may be in Arizona and you don't like what the person in New York's going to vote on. Call them up and tell them about it. That affects my vote in Arizona. It's going to affect my water or my land or my, my sand or whatever. I'm getting tired of that mentality.
Yep, we all are. Just going to a little positive note here. There is a new NBC poll where it said that Biden leads Trump 49-45. I think it should be higher, but I'll take it. Biden beats Trump among women 55-38. 18 to 34-year-olds, 65 to 30, Latinos, 66 to 26, and independents, 47 to 33. So if this is anywhere near right, it kind of makes me feel better, you know, a little bit better about how things are going for the Republicans.
I don't hang my hat on a poll no more.
No, I know, but... You know,
no,
we lost
Hillary to a poll. We lost Hillary to that damn stupid Electoral College.
Yep, we did, and I agree.
She won.
I know.
Yeah.
She won the vote, and I've always thought, you know, one vote, you know, that's how it should be. You know, you vote for somebody, you add up all the votes, whoever wins, wins, you know, and... The Electoral College, to me, never made any sense. It just never did.
What ticks me off about the orange guy is he lost the popular vote and the Electoral College. So I'm getting a little tired of their happy horse shit that he won.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he lost the popular vote and the Electoral College.
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
Hey, so this next clip I'm going to play... the first clip is from August 2016. He was talking about secret documents. And the next clip after that is about, you know, his reasons for keeping the documents and everything. So you're going to hear the big contrast in what Trump said in 2016 compared to now, since he's under indictment for stealing those classified documents and secret documents. You know, so... You know, why the sudden change, Donald? You know, I mean, I thought you were for locking Hillary Clinton up for quote-unquote stealing, you know, or wiping her browser. But here's a clip.
Okay.
My administration, I'm going to enforce all laws concerning the protection of classified information. No one will be above the law.
I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years.
In my...
So there you have it. You know, he's an innocent man. But yesterday in 2016, mm-hmm. you're saying, oh, he's going to jail people and put the full extent to the law for people who steal documents. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, he is excluded from that, you know, so he thinks. Jack Smith is going to get him eventually. I can't wait for that to happen. And the trial moved from October to December for some reason.
I don't think that's final.
I don't get it. What the hell is the matter with people in office, even the lower offices? Even when you hold a lower office, there are things that you discuss that are confidential. They aren't mm-hmm. super secrets. They're confidential. And you are mm-hmm. not. And you are, and I'm going to repeat, you are not to repeat them, and you are not to tell anybody about them. And now we're talking about national security, our life, our death in this country. Yeah. And that son of a bitch had all of those kind of documents and in a bathroom mm-hmm. where somebody could sit there for hours and read them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell is even going on with the regular people that are in office.
No, I mean,
I'm
forget
about
reading them.
I'm talking about up.
Yeah, I mean, forget reading them. Could just he had a photocopy machine, for God's sake. You know, so they could just photocopy it and take it to whoever the highest bidder was, Iran or Russia or, God forbid, Syria, whomever our enemies are. You know, and this
David,
other clip.
Even regular offices in city offices, county offices, country offices, there are things that go on when you have the door closed and you are talking with the attorneys that stay there forever. Forever.
Of course. Yeah, but
and this son of a bitch had how many boxes and how many thousands of pieces of crucial information, and he should be on a tether and a rope, and he shouldn't even be let off of the Mar-a-Lago.
I agree.
That kid posted on the video games, and they locked his ass up, didn't they?
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
That's the injustice that I feel as well. You know, put him under house arrest, something, because all he is doing is causing more division and hatred in this country. That's all he does. And, I mean, we all see it. Those of us that can think and still see and understand know what's happening. You know, it's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
And like David said in the beginning of the show, is that we would all be locked up. They would throw away the key. And then whenever they decide to have a trial, you know, they'd let you out for a little bit, you know? That would be it.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I mean, look what
you to go to court.
Look what Reality Winner went through, for example. Reality Winner, she worked at the Pentagon, then the State, and then the Department of Defense. And she just had one single day item, and she gave to Julian Assange, and for like four, nearly 5 years, she was in prison until her trial date, and she suffered at hard labor. So why is that different from what Donald Trump did? He had thousands of boxes, hundreds of boxes with thousands of documents.
Yeah.
You know, why is he you know, special? But anyway, Brett Baer, you know, Brett Baer interviewed Donald Trump recently. And there was a two-part series, and Inside Edition, this is clip three, Inside Edition, they asked Trump why he didn't hand over the classified documents. This is an interview with Brett Baer, and this is what transpired.
It was contentious from the get-go.
First of all, I won in 2020 by a lot, okay? You lost the 2020 election. There were lawsuits, more than 50 of them, by your lawyers, some in front of judges that you appointed. Potential case of voter fraud in six battleground states, and they found fewer than 475 cases.
You know why? Because they didn't look at the right thing.
Okay, are you...
There's more fallout from the interview, as legal analysts say Trump may have handed federal prosecutors a gift.
It appears to me last night, as a former prosecutor, that he admitted obstruction of justice on the air last night. I can tell you this. His lawyers this morning are jumping out of whatever window they're near.
The former president tried to explain his side of the documents case.
I have every right to have those boxes.
They did ask for it.
No.
And they said, can you give the documents back?
And we were talking.
And then they said they went to DOJ to subpoena you to get them
which
back.
They've never done before.
Right.
And
why not just hand them over then?
Because I had boxes. I want to go through the boxes and get all my personal things out. I don't want to hand that over. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things. Golf shirts, clothing, pants, shoes. There were many things. I would say much more, not that I know of.
Fox News' Britt Hume.
His answers on the matters of the law seemed to me to be diverged on incoherent. It was not altogether clear what he was saying, but he seemed to believe that the documentary is that he had declassified the evidence of the contrary.
Trump also said his adult children would not be part of any future Trump administration.
Would you want Jared and Ivanka to serve in a second administration?
No, I don't. I said that's enough for the family. You know why? It's too painful for the family. My family's been through hell. My kids who are good kids, and they're working kids. They're not scam artists.
Trump has pled not guilty to 37 federal charges in connection with mishandling classified documents.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
No.
Your kids are good people. Okay, Trump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's like Kirchner. Wow. He didn't accept billions of dollars from the Saudis. That's right. He didn't. He took his golden eggs all the way back to his bank. Kirchner did. No, he can't serve in office anymore because they stole enough.
Yeah. I think Donald Trump is a sick human being who should be in a straitjacket and a padded cell. The poor man is delusional. And he needs help. But, you know, hopefully Jack Smith will put him behind bars where he belongs, and he has a long time. Probably like 400, 450 years to think about what he did. Anyway, moving on. You know, we'll spend nearly half the show talking about the idiot, Donald Trump. Next, Newsweek had this article saying Democrats want Jared Kushner investigated after Hunter Biden charges. Some Democrats want to see the investigations into Jared Kushner's foreign business dealings, know that Hunter Biden, the son of President Joe Biden, has been charged by federal prosecutors. Democratic representatives, Jamie Raskin, he's the Democrat in Maryland. He may run for the U.S. Senate for Maryland. And fundraiser for the Democratic Party, John Cooper, and MSNBC host Mehdi Hasan have all called for Kushner to be investigated over his ties to Saudi Arabia in the wake of Hunter Biden's plea deal. On Tuesday, this past Tuesday, court filings from the Justice Department revealed that Hunter Biden had agreed to plead guilty to two tax misdemeanors and reached a deal with federal prosecutors to have a third felony gun charge resolved. The announcement on Hunter Biden's plea deal sent shockwaves through Washington, D.C., with Republicans arguing that the quote-unquote sweetheart deal indicated that the Justice Department was going soft on Hunter Biden, despite indicting former President Donald Trump on 37 counts of criminal charges earlier this month, regardless of the fact that Trump appointed a judge who offered a deal to Hunter Biden. So Trump pleaded not guilty to the charges related to the department's probe into the mishandling of confidential records, as we all know. Hunter Biden made a plea deal. And, you know, it's not the first time a case like his come up, you know, and I never usually prosecute people with cases like Hunter Biden's, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Hunter Biden made a plea deal, and, you know, that's it. You know, what's the problem, Republicans?
He paid back all the taxes that he owed. He paid them. He paid everything. He admitted that he has a drug problem, and is getting help. That is probably a lifelong thing for him. And there are people that have lifelong drug problems, and it's not because they're bad people. It's because it's a weakness, just like an alcoholic. It's a weakness. So, and then we have, you know, Kushner, who went to Saudi Arabia, like Elaine said, and brought back $2 billion, but that's no big deal to them. Why did he bring back $2 billion? What did he do for the $2 billion? Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to be talked about in the Republican Party. Only Joe Biden. I mean, I'm sorry, only Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, yes. Because he is the one that, you know, he is the criminal. Really? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
He pleaded guilty.
I ain't know the thing about it, sir.
Pardon?
Yeah, the thing about it is that, you know, Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post writer, when he went to the Middle East and everything, God knows what Jared Kushner, what secrets and evidence Jared Kushner gave to the Saudis, but Jamal Khashoggi was murdered and, you know, chopped up with the day after he left, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the Saudis was given $2 billion, you know, with no accountability or you know, tracking where that money is coming from or where is it going. You know, how is it helping America? No way. You know, so it's all fishy. It smells bad. It looks bad. And I think in a presidential campaign coming up next year, you know, Joe Biden is setting up all his ducks in a row because once, you know, all candidates, both candidates on both sides are chosen, then we need to have that discussion.
Sure.
What was that $2 billion for Jared Kushner? What do you tell the Saudis in relation to Jamal Khashoggi and his death? Because it has to be related some way, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump did not get security clearance by the Secret Service, but yet still they had secrets. There are shared the people in the White House who had security clearance, who were Trump lackeys, shared secrets with these people. You know, so God knows what the toll of the Saudis and the Russians and God knows whoever else. These people are corrupt. These people are vile. And the American people don't deserve people like them. They should be in prison.
No. Yeah. You know, it's just, I mean, it's not like it's $200,000 or $1 million. It's $2 billion. That really make you stop to think. You know, what did he do when he was there? What did they agree upon? You know, and nobody knows. No one knows. So this is an investigation that has to go on. It truly does. In my opinion, we need to find out why Jared Kushner got paid $2 billion from the Saudis. We need to know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? I mean,
I want to know, when Trump went over there to visit them, how come they gave him such a royal reception? When anybody else goes to visit the Saudis, it's just a regular steak dinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. He probably had some good news for them.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Providing information.
Saudis don't let loose with money unless they get something in return, and it's got to be big time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just getting tired of this lopsided reporting. That should be on the air until people understand what the hell is going on.
Well,
but,
like I said
at the beginning of the program, I can't be the only one complaining.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, the Democrats actually are doing better. They are doing better, but they do not have the same type of media machine. They have it down pat. And I've said this 100 times or more on this show. They have a way that they reach people in a better form than the Democrats do. They have a way of getting out their message clearer, for some reason, better than the Democrats do. And
they've learned how to
blindside.
I think the term, Laurie, you're looking for is they know how to blindside you a lot better than we do.
Yeah.
They know how to lie.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. You know, I mean, but what I'm saying is that they're good at it. They're good at it. I guess if you tell a lie 1,000 times day in and day out, you end up believing it, you know? So the Democrats have to get on there every day and say, you know, Joe Biden did this. He's doing this for the people. He signed this for the people. I mean, this is what needs to come out every single day, because people are not aware of it. Because he does everything quietly. He does his job. He doesn't brag about it. He just does his work, just like, you know, and humbly. And, you know, it goes, a lot of it just goes, you know, it's part of his job, and no one pays attention. And that, to me, is part of why we are where we are right now.
I really don't think the Democrats have the mean streak that the so-called conservatives have. They have a mean streak a mile long and a yard wide. There was a video that I found on social media, and it made me cry. It took Joe Biden's handicap, and it took the little times that he stutters. It took those 2, 3, 4 seconds stuttering sections and spliced them all together and said this was one of his speeches. I cried. To do that to somebody who has a handicap?
They don't care. They do not care. And, you know, the sad part, the good part is that for himself, you know, he stuttered as a young man, and he self-taught himself. He self-taught himself and trained himself when he spoke not to stutter. He did that himself. He didn't go to a therapist to have it done. He did it himself. That tells you something about his character as well. But people don't know that. You know, a lot of people just don't know that. They just think that he's senile and he can't talk anymore. But that's not the case. He stutters. He has moments of stuttering. And actually, he does pretty damn good. Pardon?
Yeah, Trump hadn't put two sentences together. If he ate the alphabet soup, he couldn't shit out a coherent sentence. This is how bad Donald Trump is. I guess the Adderall getting to him. Trump is a moron, and he can't put two sentences together. You know, so they shouldn't say anything about Joe Biden. Come on, no.
No.
You know, either that backward and dumb and inbred, and they can't say that Donald Trump is a moron. You know, it's just... it's just crazy what's happening in America today. It's frustrating.
You know,
and what can be done to alleviate this?
I remember when Trump was campaigning, and he made fun of a disabled person and, you know, used the characteristics. I still close my eyes and I can see that. I thought that was appalling and so indignifying. It was horrid to watch. And people didn't think anything of it. His supporters thought it was fine. Since when do you make fun of handicapped people on a stage when you're running for president? Who does that?
Larry, I just put two and two together. You see, in your poll, you said that the younger people, when they did the poll, are for Joe Biden?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember when Trump was running for office, and they showed that clip to a children, kindergarten, first, second, and third grade. And every one of the children said they wouldn't vote for Donald Trump because he made fun of the man that had a problem.
Yes.
And that was a reporter. Yes. He had cerebral palsy.
Yes.
And every one of those children, now we're talking children, they're not voting age, all said that they couldn't vote for that man, or they didn't like that man because of the way he made fun of that of the man that had the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the hope is there in our younger set.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Him making fun of that disabled reporter should have been the end of the campaign. A couple weeks later on, he even boasted about grabbing a woman by her pussy. You know, remember when Gerhardt ran in 1984, Gerhardt run, he was a presumptive front runner for the Democratic Party. He had a nomination in the bag. And there was just one allegation or proof that he and Donna Rice had an affair. And it didn't come out till after the primaries that they took a picture together on a board and everything. But there was no proof. But just a mere you know, saying that, hey, are you having an affair with Donna Rice, your secretary, or whoever she was? You know, it just ruined the man campaign. You know, he could have given Ronald Reagan a run for his money in 1984, but because of the quote-unquote liberal media, you know, why they didn't investigate what Reagan did before he took the oath of office and Iran's for hostage deal? That was big, but they swept it on the rug because Ronnie, you know, was like a media personality himself, was a former actor, you know, and the protect the own, basically. You know, but had a Democrat did what Trump did, for example, if Hillary, God forsake Obama, did what Trump did, let's throw the book at them. You know, you hear the end of it. They'll be in jail waiting trial. But, you know, it's coincidental. It's so funny that, you know, Trump changed the law to pursue Hillary and, quote, unquote, lock her up. But the same rule that he got Republicans to sign off on, it bites him in the ass now. I mean, if that's not karma, I don't know what the hell is. That's so funny.
Yeah.
You know?
It
worked out so
screaming Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. Trump did one of his rallies. I will no longer mad at me. Hillary, she used bleach on her phone.
Yeah.
And I really don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, well, it's a system that's used to like clear out the memory in a computer and the phone. That's what they accused Hillary Clinton of. They can't prove it, but you know, they're saying that's what she did. This is season 5, episode 12.
You can retrieve information in that mystery cloud that's in the sky. I don't understand this mess stuff. I'm just repeating.
Yeah, Republicans are stupid. Bottom line is Republicans are stupid with no evidence. And, you know, they should shut the hell up. So this is season 5, episode 12. The topic is liability, L-I-E, liability. The Republicans, the slime spin machine, and how they lie with such ease and their willfully ignorant base or as fall hook, line, and sinker. We'll have another call coming in. We'll take this call now. When are you calling? Say your first name. Where are you calling from? The number is 515-605-9802. Hey, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
I'm listening. It's Sue from Michigan.
Oh, hey, Susan. How are you doing?
Okay. I know you were talking about how the megas get all their information out, especially the Internet. And, you know, who's helping them, don't you? The Russians and the Chinese, like they did before. They're spreading the lies. They're helping because they want chaos in the United States, and they're doing a damn good job of it, aren't they?
Unfortunately,
Unfortunately. So, you know, I was hoping the Lincoln Project would start gearing up and throwing their commercials on all over the place. They do a good job because they – back it with facts. And I'm guess, you know, they're probably fundraising now and working on them, but, you know, the Orange Monster is in Michigan today, isn't he? They said they gave him Man of the Decade Award. Are you kidding me?
Yes, they did.
Decade, the biggest disgrace to the since the United States ever was invented, you know, in 1776, there hasn't been anybody worse and more disgraceful than him. That's the word he deserves.
Yeah. Hey, so Lori, what do you think about the vote that was had Wednesday past, where it was 213 to 209 along party lines, where Republican members of the House Ethics Committee and the whole House voted to censure, what's his name, Adam Schiff from California. You know,
that was, you know, he's worked so hard on the January 6th committee. He has been very vocal about everything. He is a calm, he's calm, he's intelligent. He tells it like it is, and they can't take it. You know, they try to argue with him or say things, and he just gives them proof time after time. And Yes. So they censured him. And that's not going to, it's not going to stop him, you know, from talking. It's not going to stop him, you know, spewing the truth, telling the truth, I should say. But it's just the same. It just shows you that the length that they will go to stifle the truth, to stop the truth from getting out. And
it's ridiculous because they should censor Santos, Green, Bobart. They are the ones that should be censored, not him.
Yeah.
They're just like a bunch of schoolyard bullies. They have nothing. They just want to pick on people because they're accomplishing nothing. What have the Republicans done? What have they done? Not a damn thing since before Trump got in. Not a goddamn thing.
Nope.
And they're wasting millions of dollars on these stupid investigations that are going nowhere. They want to impeach Biden just because Trump on real grounds got impeached twice?
Yeah.
He shouldn't be able to run again. If you're impeached twice, how can you run? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Not to mention all the other stuff he's in for. He's got to go to jail. That's all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what do you think about the GOP PAC and researchers who studied disinformation ahead of the 2024 election? You know, they're going after researchers, fact checkers and all. The New York Times reported that on Capitol Hill in the courts, Republican lawmakers and activists are monitoring a sweeping legal campaign against universities, think tanks, and private companies that study the spread of disinformation, accusing them of colluding with the government to suppress conservative speech online. Nobody's doing that. You know, it's a fallacy, another Republican fallacy where, you know, they're going after people who fact-checking them and doing the due diligence as journalists and calling them out on a crap, you know, and sort of want to censor people like them and, you know, and close down their First Amendment rights. You know, what's your feeling on that?
It's horrible. And once again, it just shows you that they do not want the truth to come out because they know when the truth comes out, they're all going to go down with Trump because especially with the insurrection, the planning of the insurrection, what's next, what's coming next. And I believe that a lot of these like Bobart and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan.
Gates.
Yes, Gates.
Yeah, Gates.
You know, I think all of them, and there's probably more. I know there's more, but I think that had a hand. They knew what was going to happen. They gave people tours. You know, they called them. You know, they were giving tours a couple days before the insurrection.
Yeah,
so,
they got them on video.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, they're probably shitting bricks because they know that Jack Smith is working on that next. Absolutely working on that right now as we speak. And so that's why they are trying to do everything that they can to stay ahead, to keep people silent. But it's not going to work. It really is not going to work.
Do you know that there has been over a thousand convicted cases because of the insurrection where people have served from a few months to years in prison for their participation in the insurrection. And, you know, I think word is getting out in the underground in their circle to start laying low. I got a feeling that this is all going to explode in their face, but we still have to do due diligence. We've got to keep on top of it.
Plus, like Trump and those other guys that are running, oh, we're going to pardon the guys because that was only a friendly gathering in January 6th. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're talking about pardoning the guys that are in jail already?
Yes.
Got to be kidding.
And let's not forget that Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Toilet Greene had a confrontation on the House floor last week, and Marjorie Taylor Greene called Lauren Boebert a bitch. And the reason was because Boebert actually got the paperwork filed before Marjorie Taylor Greene for impeachment of Joe Biden. For what?
On what grounds? I like to know what grounds. You have to have a reason to impeach. It's all bullshit.
But say, ladies, listen. I don't want to call you Lori, but these people, you know, oh my God, where do I even start? These people are out to get Joe Biden because he's doing such a good thing for the country. And the thing is, they're trying to out-craze each other. They're trying to get Donald Trump's attention and say, hey, you know, I'm the crazy one. Look what I did, you know, instead of like, you know, put towards healthcare, having a better public school system, raising Medicare, Medicaid, looking after the elderly, you know, things like that, that's more important. Finding jobs for people, you know, boosting this economy with more jobs. No, you know, they'd rather fight and say, oh, you know, I put in this first, so I'm the bigger idiot. Look at me, Donald Trump. That's the only thing.
They want a fascist country. That's what they want.
Yeah,
they want a fascist country, and they're doing everything they can to get it. Take away our voting rights, lie like hell, change the rules, and you know, that's what they're after. That's the end game.
Yeah.
Fascist and power and money.
They're fucking sad, these people. Oh my God, it's embarrassing. And we're looking
and
laughing. I said, oh, look at this.
Their souls are so out of proportion. You know, because Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Toilet Greene are dumb as rocks. They have no experience at what they're doing. Nothing. No experience. They read what their staff tells them to read, or whoever it is that's giving them their points to read. And it's all ridiculous garbage. All ridiculous garbage.
And the orange monster is the biggest dumbass of them all. He's got an ego so big, and it's all about him, and he doesn't give a crap about anybody else or the country. What's in it for him? That's all he cares about. That's the only reason he ran.
It's
oh, Lord.
It makes our country a laughing stock in the world. It's really worrying me. It's making me sick. I don't know how we can change this up. I mean, you can work local politics and stuff, but, you know, I read good things in our newspaper editorials. A lot of people are realizing what's going on and complaining about it and stuff. I don't see much of the Orange Monster mega stuff in there like there was before. It's the other way around, so that's a good thing. But it still scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
But wasn't it last week that Marjorie Taylor Greene said that we should have the quorum in the House, and everybody laughed at her, laughed in her face. But yet still she's calling on the House floor, Lauren Boebert's a bitch. No, is that the quorum? These people are contradictory. They're unreal. What America do they deserve these people?
How do they
what?
Get elected? They're both stupid. Why don't they check people's resumes, for crying out loud? How are you qualified to work at the highest office in the country with not even a high school education? I don't get it.
But the thing is, that's what Elaine was saying earlier. If certain people in the media did a due diligence and investigate the people, like George Santos, who padded his resume, anybody who padded the resume and the company to work for, find out, they'll be fired instantly. But no, Republicans, the family values crowd, oh, you know, we need his vote and, you know, all sorts of excuse for him. But yet still...
Yeah, all they want the votes. You know, they don't care what they say. That's it. They don't care what. They want a warm body on their side. That's all they want. And they got dumb nuts. They got numb nuts right on their side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's scary because they have control of the now the big fight coming up is the budget. And they, they already say that McCarthy's going against what he promised to Biden and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And they might close down the government. That's the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a falling crap. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
The funny thing is... go ahead, David. You can
Go ahead. Okay. The Hill... online was saying that Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, on Sunday, today, accused Congresswoman Lauren Boebert from Colorado of leaking their tense argument in a House chamber to the press, calling it, quote, unfortunate that she did so. And, quote, I find it unfortunate that Lauren Boebert leaked the conversation that we had to the press. But once she leaked it out, I had to confirm that, in fact, what I said. Greene said in an interview on Fox News Media Buzz with Howard Kurtz, the Daily Beast first reported the argument between the two conservative lawmakers, citing two sources that saw the exchange and a third who was familiar with the matter. Greene confirmed the story later to reporters in which she called Boebert a little bitch. After the Colorado lawmakers sought to force a vote on the impeachment of resolution against President Joe Biden. Since the sources, the Daily Beast story, are unnamed, there is no evidence that Boebert leaked the story. When reached for comment by the publication, neither lawmaker denied the reporting. The Hill reached out to Boebert's office for comment. There was no comment. Greene has long pushed to bring impeachment against articles against Biden, pledging to do so even before he was sworn into office. She introduced her impeachment resolution the day after he was sworn into office. Now, you know, there's a video there that I will play. I will, I will burden the people listening of the rubbish that Greene said in her impeachment articles of impeachment, because it's just so stupid. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, on what grounds are they trying to impeach Joe Biden? You know, 13 million new jobs.
Yeah, for doing his job. That's what for. They don't want him to do his job, you know.
But the mega people will say, you try to impeach our little savior with the little bitty hands, so therefore we are going to try to impeach your savior. That's the that's their mentality. They're a bunch of punks.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, the difference between Democrats, us Democrats, and Republicans is that we do idol worship. We don't put Joe Biden on a pedestal or Kamala Harris or any of our leaders on a pedestal.
Mm-mm.
You know, unlike these MAGA people and ultra-MAGA people. Look what's happening in Michigan. I don't know if you guys know any details on this, but, you know, they want to have a state convention for each county. Choose a nominee, even though during Super Tuesday there will be a primary, you know, where the whole state vote. But they want to break it down where each county votes, and that will give the upper hand to Donald Trump. So they have the MAGAs and the versus the ultra MAGAs, and it's splitting the GOP in Michigan. Do you have anything to say about Lori and other ladies?
That's the first I heard of it, but it doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me either, because who we have, the GOP that we have right now in Michigan, are the worst of the worst. And the only thing we have going for us right now in Michigan is that we have the legislature, which is all Democrats. Like I've said before, the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, our governor, our Lieutenant Governor, they're all doing fabulous jobs. They're passing all kinds of, you know, bills to, you know, help the people of Michigan and make life better in Michigan. And these people are only thinking about Donald Trump and MAGA supporters. And they have no intention of, you know, keeping Michigan great like it is right now. I mean, it's doing much better. Our economy is good here. You know, they just passed another law, which I think goes into effect June 30th, If you're driving and you have a cell phone in your hand, you know, you have to pay a fine and community service. So they are doing things, you know, to help people and to make things better. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But the GOP that we have right now are like the bottom of the barrel GOPs that nobody wanted to vote for. And they're just there just trying to make noise. And they're infighting as well. They are infighting.
Yeah, remember five months ago.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I saw, you know, on the news feeds that more and more people are coming out against those megas and Trump. Top prosecutors that even Trump picked, and judges and lawyers and professors. They are having articles written in the Detroit, the New York Times and you know, the big papers. And so that is a good thing because you're hearing more and more people that know that were, you know, appointed by him back when. And they're saying no, no, and no. He's useless, worthless, and all the stuff that's going on with the Republicans. They said the Republican Party is dead. It's a joke. I liked what, what's her name? She was Speaker of the House. Pelosi said they are puppets, and he's pulling the strings, and it's ridiculous. It's a joke. And
it
she's right.
It isn't.
And she called him out on it. Good for her.
Yes, she did.
The latest divisive action that I heard about, and it's being started by the Republican Party, that women have been worked up by the so-called liberals to demean men. Don't laugh.
Really?
That is what the mega guys are saying. You are trying
elaborate.
To demean me.
Do they all have little hands?
Yeah, I guess so. I feel really bad for them. Poor little thing.
Oh, poor baby.
They like repeating lies.
Is that why they're taking away our contraception and right for abortions and
not
passing equal rights amendment and all that?
That's right. Because
we had an
equal footing. We had an equal footing.
Oh, Lord. You know how far we got to go to be equal? It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
But
David and Laurie are scholars. I get the crap from the street.
But listen, back to this Lauren Boebert versus Marjorie Taylor Greene thing. Remember about five months ago, where one of your congresswomen, what's her name? I can't remember, from the 13th district in Michigan.
Watkin?
Deborah Dingell. Partner from fighting in the ladies' room on Capitol Hill.
Yeah,
really?
I mean,
they
nearly came to blows. You know, this is what the country, these are the leaders of the country. This is what they've got to stoop down to. Fighting in a woman's
room. You should put him in a ring with mud, you know, make it mud wrestling. That'd be at least worth
watching. Yeah. Yeah, you know, in bikinis. Well, no, I wouldn't want to see Marjorie Taylor Greene in bikini. No, that meant me vomit. I just ate. You know, I meant me throw up. Oh, ew. No. She looked like Bob the Bow
Green and Bobette doing a jello wrestling.
Mud. They don't deserve jello. Mud.
I say mud.
Yeah, that's ew. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that. God. Well, I wouldn't mind see Boebert in a two-piece bikini. I used to have a body for it, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, no. Ew, no. God. Yeah. Also, I don't want to see those stretch marks and that fat ass of hers. Jesus. No. I'd have nightmares.
It's
over to
grandma. How do you talk like that?
Yeah.
She's a 36-year-old.
That poor child, when they grow up to be a teenager, imagine the counseling a poor child would need. Oh, God. These people are confused. What did America deserve these people?
I don't understand how they got there. I really don't. What did they run on, and why are they elected? And how come they're not doing anything?
Gerrymandering.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the Supreme Court started it all this. And it was the Lincoln Society that nominates?
Lincoln Project.
Not the Lincoln Project. The ones that pick the judges. They're far right, and they gave the names to the Orange Monster of who they wanted as judges.
Federal
judges.
Mm-hmm.
The what?
The Federalist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one. And, you know, that's what started all this crap.
And Right Life had their four-star endorsements on each and every one of their picks to Trump. Let's not forget the Right to Life, and also the NRA put their stamp of approval on those judges.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yes.
We finally, it's finally come out. You know, George Santos tried to hide. He was really upset because they released the names of who put up his bond. And why he was so upset about it, I don't know. Maybe it's because he wanted people to think that he could afford $500,000 bond. I don't know. But anyway, so the names of the people who guaranteed George Santos's $500,000 bond have been unsealed. According to court records, unsealed Thursday, Santos has two relatives to thank for keeping the New York Republican out of jail. The documents revealed that Santos' father, Gersino dos Santos, and Aunt Alma Preven were the two people who co-signed the $500,000 bond, which enabled his pretrial release as he awaited trial on federal charges of fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds.
You only have to cough up 10%, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
I think it's 10%, so it isn't all that much money. Unless he skips bond, then you got to pay the whole thing.
$50,000.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not $500,000. Yeah. And if he skips out, then they're liable for the $500,000, which they won't be happy.
These relatives of Santos has got that kind of money. Come on, $50,000 is not chump change.
No, but a lot better than $500,000.
I have got a feeling that Santos's relatives are not that kind of rich.
Well,
I have a feeling that money was funneled. That's
black
why
money,
Santos
right? Black money?
Dark money.
Mm-hmm.
Dark money, yeah.
Dark money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That money was given to those relatives for them to use it for that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's what Santos is upset about. He
is
afraid it's going to come out.
Okay, the U.S. magistrate, Judge Ann Shields, ruling to release the names came after Santos' lawyer, Joseph Murray, said the congressman would rather go to jail than subject his guarantors to the great harm that could come from public disclosure. Under the bond agreement, the co-signers did not have to pay any money up front, but would be held financially liable if Santos did not return to court. Identities of the signatories are normally made public, but Murray pointed the media frenzy and hateful attacks faced by Santos as a reason to make an exception. Santos told reporters after his initial court appearance that they would never get information about the source of his bail funds, claiming the media would harass them and make their life miserable.
Now,
so
isn't that special? His people did not have to put any money up front. Now, you and I end up having a bond hearing and see if that would happen.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, it was a guarantee, only a guarantee. They didn't have to put out a nickel. How fair is that?
That's what I said. How special is that? There's dark money involved, lots. Lots of it. That is ridiculous. That is totally ridiculous. What the hell do we have laws for? Everybody else has got to put up the bond. You got to take your credit card. You got to go to your bank. You got to have money transferred. And these people didn't have to do it?
Nope.
No, that stinks.
And he's still in Congress? He isn't censured?
No.
Come on.
He can talk. He can do whatever he pleases,
He can vote. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can.
Yeah. Well, once it gets on to Russia now, Russia nearly had a coup attempt. They nearly disposed of Vladimir Putin. The Wagner Group, which is a dark organization that has prisoners and, you know, the misfits in society fighting the war against Ukraine. And for whatever reason, the leader of the Wagner Group turned against Vladimir Putin and was leading in a rebellion against his government. You know, so... Yeah, what's your take on that? Because Blinken, the Secretary of State, said this is just the start of something, and it's not over yet.
Yeah.
So is he saying that the CIA is going to fund these rebels?
I don't think so.
That was the weirdest story, because when we heard this, when I heard the broadcast, the news yesterday, they were. You know, they were going into Russia and they were going to take over the Kremlin. They were marching. And then today, they're going home. I mean, the whole thing is so bizarre. And I think that's why Blinken said we haven't seen the last act. Because it's not like Putin to let somebody go. You know what I'm saying?
He'll be poisoned somewhere in Belarus because that's where they took him in. But he got pissed because he said that the Russian army bombed his guys and killed a bunch of them. So he got mad and turned around and say, you know, I'm coming to get you. So now they called it quits 120 miles from Russia, and Belarus did the peace talks and they took him in, but. How many minutes do you think it'll take before he'll be poisoned?
Exactly. Or he falls off out of a window or off a balcony, like what may attempt to happen with oligarchs. Right. Well, the next caller. The next caller will put him through soon. The number to call, 515-605-9802. Say first name, where you're calling from. Hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Yes, this is my first time on the line.
Hi.
Hi. my name is Sarah, and I just wanted to just let you know my first time calling, like some information and, you know, everything about the show.
Oh, thank you. Can we ask you about what's going on in this country?
I do not know. I just know that everything is prophetic. A lot of the things is in the Word of God, and it's nothing we can do right now to stop it. Eventually, this is like the Gog and Magog that's going on with the war, with Russia and Ukraine. So it'll go back and forth, and the whole world, I mean, you know, God's got the whole world in his hands. So, and it's everything that's in the Bible is prophetic. So at the end of the day, Russia and Ukraine and all of that will probably go back and forth for a while. I don't know. It's just after a while, it's a lot of kitty-totter, and you're trying to figure out, okay, what is really going on? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So that's my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully nobody gets angry enough to say, okay, I'm sending out, you know, the nuke, and then all of a sudden we're like, okay, running for our lives, not knowing what's going on. That'll be terrible. So.
Mm-hmm.
But Sarah, do you think that politics, religion should have anything to do with politics?
Well, I think absolutely. I mean, it kind of falls like this. When we're looking at the Bible itself, I mean, you have some that may be a little bit shaky on believing, but I'm 100% a believer that this has been going on since the beginning of time. And if you look mm-hmm. at everything prophetically speaking and really get to read our word and Bibles and everything, we will see this is all prophetic. We've got Gog and Magog going on right now, which is Russia and China, I mean, Russia and Ukraine. And then you got different things. Well, then China, they'll say something they'll add themselves in with it too. So if you really look at everything, I really think when the Lord says he has the whole world, he's the master of the universe. So when the whole world is in his hand, I think it should have something to do with it. I mean, it plays a big part of our government. It plays a big part of how the world is ran. I think so in the beginning and in the interim.
Yeah, but, okay, I respect your religious views and all, but respectfully disagree, because in the United States Constitution, you know, there should be a separation of church and state. Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Constitution, and other forefathers made it clear that they don't want religion intertwining with our politics, you know,
mm-hmm.
especially Christianity
yeah.
or any other religion. You know, so I respectfully disagree with you on everything. How about in the Middle East, where Palestinians fighting for autonomy and Israel going in there and just like bombing people and killing children and women? You know, what's your take on that? You know, the Israelis are wrong. You know, what the Nazis did to them was bad, but they're basically doing the same thing to the Palestinians. What's your take on that?
Well, it goes back to the beginning of time. And if you are a believer, not that I'm saying, you know, making judgment calls here on anyone, you know, as far as on the line, but it goes back to the beginning of time when
mm-hmm.
we've got mm-hmm. the wars and everything. Everything goes back to the beginning
mm-hmm.
of time when everything was ran and by the Lord. And he's the maker and the master of the universe. So it's like if it's in the word. If you really look at everything right now, we've got AI that's a little bit off the record right there, but we've got the wars and rumors of wars. Oh my goodness, everything is cutting loose. The earthquakes, the this, the that. And
mm-hmm.
if you're not a believer,
mm-hmm.
it's up to you if you choose to be that. But as far as my beliefs, I was brought up differently. I was brought up in a Christian
mm-hmm.
home, not saying, you know, I'm bringing judgment calls on anyone, but I just have to believe the word, because it's just like everything you can possibly think of is going on. It's prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you think about, do you support Moms for Liberty banning certain books in public schools, and what do you think about public schools? Should the government fund public school or defund them? What's your take on that?
That's a good one. I always went to private schools growing up, and it's a lot going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much going on right now with the public schools and things that the young children are being exposed to. Wow, it's like having
mm-hmm.
sodomy Gomorrah being out on the floors. I think they should ban a certain things that what the children are being taught as far as the negativity, because of the fact that this may be off the record or on the record as far as the question, but the children today have so many things that they're being exposed to that some things need to be banned in a way, but I don't want to be the one to make the judgment call on everything, but...
But don't you think that if a student wants information about a book, any kind of a book, they can get that information in 1 minute flat. You know, so banning the books really, what does it matter? You just don't read it, you know. You just don't read the book. That's all. When I was in school, if I didn't want to read something, I just didn't read it. And a lot of the books that are in these libraries and these public schools have been there 30, 40 years. A lot of them have never been even checked out. So now they're making a big deal out of, you know, all these books. And these kids don't even read these books. They use their phone for everything, you know, even in school now. So it's kind of insane, you know. I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the gun violence that is going on in this country? And should we be banning assault weapons?
Yeah, I think so, because if everyone can get their hands on a gun, you know, it's kind of, you know, the wild, wild west where you get your hand on the gun and everybody can go crazy with it. So, yeah, I know.
Okay.
So, are you for more gun control as far as like the red flag law, where they, you know, want you to, let's say if you have mental problems or you've had issues in the past or a criminal record, that it's all right there before you buy a gun, and they can see that, and then they can say that you can't have the gun for those reasons. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, I think it's fair in a way. I mean, you don't really, you may be having a bad day, and you never know, not making judgment calls, which way it's going to turn, but I will go for it.
So are you calling from Florida or Alabama?
I'm calling from Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Okay, and Governor Ivey is the Republican governor of Alabama. Do you think she's doing a good job as governor? What's your impression of Governor Ivey?
Yes, I do.
You sound muffled. Do you think a woman has a right to choose? Do you think a woman has a right to choose, or do you agree with the Supreme Court of overturning Roe versus Wade? Yeah, Sarah, now I'm asking, what's your take on Roe versus Wade and the Supreme Court overturning the law about abortion? Oh, I guess we lost Sarah and everything. We lost Sarah for some reason. Okay, Khalil, calling from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good.
Oh,
how are
good,
you?
Good, good.
What's
I,
on your mind?
What's on my mind is how the right most people, like that woman on the phone, at least she has some consistency to her. Too many people on the right, they don't have consistency, and then they don't want to see their own hypocrisy. Like like when it comes to guns, I don't know if I told you this, but I got on Steven Crowder for not looking within himself as far as seeing hypocrisy, but then calling someone else a hypocrite for not for wanting bans on guns but not wanting bans on Muslims. But all of a sudden, when someone wants wants an abortion ban but not a gun control ban. He wants to say it's not hypocrisy. So I call Steven Crowder out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because too many people are like that. They, every time, you can't even fire a gun, and a fake gun in a movie, or you can't even have a real gun and use it only for protection. Every time you do that, it's always hypocrisy, but you call them out for their hypocrisy, they don't want to see it. And this is the same group of people that say if the police can have the same amount of firepower, we can have it too. But then they don't apply it when it's the other way around. They don't apply it when, let's say a police officer wants to have automatic weapons, but the civilian doesn't want them to have it. They don't apply it. But they're always saying if the police can have it, so can we. So it's like it's a two-way street for what these people are saying. I disagree with her on things like the wars and stuff, but I do agree with her on guns. And at least she's a little bit more, I don't know. But I disagree with her on the Israel war and all these other wars.
Yeah, we have to keep in mind that, you know, she's coming from a Christian perspective and everything. And as we said at the start of the show, you know, we want to listen to everybody, you know, and you know, just hear from their perspective. You get what I'm saying? I mean, because we don't have all the answers. Nobody have all the answers and everything.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, we thank Sarah for calling in. It was her first time calling in. She's from Alabama and everything. And we lost her for some reason in Chicago and what have you. You know, so we want more right-wingers calling in. And, you know, like how she was respectful and we were respectful to her.
Yeah.
We love those kinds of exchanges. You know, we'll listen, we'll ask questions of each other. We're not shouting at each other. This is what America needs. Dialogue,
like
meaningful
that too.
Dialogue.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
Those are the two things I like.
Yeah, we should be able to do that. Everyone has an opinion, and as long as you're not rude and screaming at them or cussing at them, it's okay. You know, because like David said, we all have our different ideas, and we need to listen to others.
Yeah. Now, can I say something?
Sure.
Yeah.
When I talk to someone about something important, and then they dodge the question, and they take what pieces of what I want to talk, what they want to hear, that's when I stop talking to them, because I would rather someone be up in front. Like, I was at the hospital. This was 2018, and I was saying, I had a sign with a policeman on it. I said, if we can ban Muslims from guns, Syrian refugees from guns, we can ban liberals from guns, we can certainly ban people from dangerous weapons. And the man I was talking to, he only took part of what I wanted to hear, what he wanted to hear. He said, if we ban guns, only the criminals will have them. And I'm like, that is not the only thing I've talked about. So, I mean, in situations like that, it's very important to not allow people to, you know, because if we keep deflecting attention when people are talking about that stuff, you're going to continue to have people like NRA and all them not make up their mind and only support gun control when it benefits them and not support it when it actually helps people. So in situations like that, it's not a respectable thing when I'm talking about inconsistency on the gun control crowd and they just take whatever they want to hear. So that's when I have a problem. Even when I was watching the movie 44 Minutes and the movie In the Line of Duty about the FBI murders, people that were commenting on YouTube were just taking parts about the gun control thing and making conspiracies instead of talking about how we can equally arm these police officers. And that's the problem I have with a lot of the gun control crowd is they're either inconsistent and don't see their own hypocrisy, or they deflect attention. And those are the types of gun control people I don't respect because they're not doing it. They're basically treating us like we're stupid. And like people who are against gun control, like Jesse Ventura and Adam Kokesh, I really respect them more because they see hypocrisy and they're also not willing to dodge a statement. Take bits and pieces of what I would say and then run with the rest. So people that, when I'm talking about something important, those are the people I don't really engage with. But people like her, I really engage with, because not only are they respectful, but they don't dodge what you say.
Yeah.
No, absolutely right. And I agree with you. A lot of times when you do have a conversation with someone that views are different, when you ask them a question, they'll pick and choose. They'll only, answer just part of the question, not the whole question, because it's only their focus on what they can argue with. You know,
and in a situation of gun violence, that's really horrible, because, you know, if people are going to say no gun control when it's racist, support gun control when it's racist, but not support it when it actually helps people. It makes me question the person's morality when they see that type of stuff and they take bits and pieces of it, because that's just not something, that's a serious topic where you can't just take bits and pieces of what you want to hear.
Yeah.
I question that morality.
Yeah. And, you know, I challenge any Trump supporter, ultra MAGA or MAGA, to read the first 15 pages of Jack Smith's indictment and tell me what you think. You know, just the first 15 pages, you know. And, you know, most people would say, geez, this guy is a criminal. He should be locked up. He should be tried and put in prison for a long time in a straitjacket and padded jail cell for what he did. You know, but, you know, they're so delusional and so caught up in the praise and worship of Donald Trump, like he's an idol. You know, that it clouds your judgment, you know, and that's really, really frightening. And for any Republican who's running for president saying, oh, the first thing we'll do is pardon Trump and pardon the insurrectionists, they're not fit for office. Because what you're saying to the American people is that, you know, hey, I'm just like Trump, you know, we can do anything, but you can't. And if you try what we did, you'd be behind bars for a long time to come. You know, the whole hypocrisy and double standard, you know, it's real. And that's why a lot of people get thrown off against politics, because the whole hypocrisy, you know, and they're not doing a job on affecting candidates like George Santos and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the whole list go on. I don't know. It's frustrating. You know, 41 million people, more than half the electorate, didn't vote in the last election, the last three elections, in fact, because both parties are so caught up in their ways that it's a turnoff. And that's why two shows ago were saying, let the election year, every time we have elections, make it a national holiday, whether it's 2 years midterm or 4 years when it's a presidential year, because it's up to us as citizens of the United States to do our due diligence to say, hey, we voted, we need better, we have to do better. You know, if you sit home and not do anything and don't vote, then when things, you know, got to hell, then you have no say in it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right off that.
And we need gun control. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, go ahead.
No, I agree. We definitely need gun control. We need assault weapons banned. You know, it's on the back burner once again. So, I'm just saying every week there's, every day, not every week, but every day, you know, there is gun violence in this country. Every single day, there is reported gun violence in this country. And, you know, something has to happen to change it, you know. More guns don't make it better. That's all, the way I look at it.
And the way I look at it is, if the NRA wants to ban smart guns, the NRA wanted to make, you know, bring up Brian Terry's death to prove a point against gun control, they are in no position to be against gun control. And that's another thing I said, if we can ban smart guns, we can ban all these automatic weapons. And like the NRA and all these other people, most of these people are not in position to ban gun control, I mean, be against it. It should be a rule that if you can't if you don't support gun control that actually helps people, then don't be against it. I mean, support gun control that actually helps people. Don't be for it when it harms people, or else you don't get what you want. That's the thing. You know, they want to get what they want, but they don't want to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
Yep, absolutely.
If smart guns are banned, then automatic weapons should be banned. And that's another thing. I was talking to the man about at the hospital, and he just, like I said, he just kind of pissed me off because,
mm-hmm.
like I said, something serious like that, no one should be, you know, it's different if something is something lighthearted. But when I'm talking about something
mm-hmm.
serious like that, and you're the flexing, you're showing me that you're a very selfish person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, man. All right. So thank you, Khalil, for calling in. We really appreciate your input and everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Khalil.
Yes,
man.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Khalil from the Commonwealth of Virginia. And Elena is still with us. I don't know where Susa went. I guess you're hungry and everything. But last topic, because we have just over 10 minutes to go. How low will Speaker McCarthy go? The Hill had an article recently. Less than a month ago, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached a deal to avert the first ever default in the U.S. government. The agreement raised the debt ceiling until January 2025, spending on some programs but not defense, Veterans Affairs, Social Security, and Medicare and Medicaid. It was supposed to cut and cap for the next 2 years. I lose my voice. I'm sorry. Biden hailed the agreement for preventing the worst possible crisis and the fall followed by a recession, massive job losses, and drastic reduction in retirement accounts. So Joe Biden won that round and won that battle. The Republicans got nothing what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Joe Biden defended the status quo. He made concession on a couple of things. But that's what politics is about, you know, conceding, give and take. And, you know, so how long will he last, do you think? Because the Crazy Caucus, the Freedom Caucus, was against, you know, McCarthy making a deal with Joe Biden. They wanted to shut down the government and just ruin the whole American economy and world economy. What's your take on it, Lori?
Well, we know that the hard right Republicans in the House saw this as a betrayal, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they betrayed, you know, them and their commitment, you know, to reduce the federal budget, which once again, you have to understand that they're not going to reduce that budget because that budget was already made. It's to pay the debt. That was already, you know, done. It's a done deal. That deficit is a done deal. So, you know, it's just ridiculous. So they Dan Bishop, he's a Republican, North Carolina, told reporters, and I quote, he has zero confidence in the speaker. I'm just fed up with the lies. I'm fed up with the lack of courage. McCarthy knows what he did, declared Ralph Norman, Republican, South Carolina. To send a message to the speaker, 11 of the hardliners refused to vote for a procedure setting the rules for debate on legislation, which they support, by the way, to prevent restrictions on gas stoves and other federal regulations, halting business in the House for a week. It was the first time in 21 years that the majority had failed to pass a procedural vote. House leadership couldn't hold the line, tweeted Matt Gaetz. Now we hold the floor. McCarthy tried to shrug off the revolt. Some of the members, they don't know what to ask for him in pain, but there's little chaos going on. And we know McCarthy is lying because there's more than a little chaos going on that House floor. And they're not doing their job. They're upset with McCarthy. He is walking on thin ice. So, you know, he's sick. like a bunch of, you know, sitting ducks waiting for them to do their job that they're not going to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's sad. America deserves better. Hey, so, Elaine, what's your final thoughts? You think the Republicans will change their ways anytime soon, or is this the beginning of the end for Donald Trump and the GOP as a whole?
Well, going back to 1984, 86, 88,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Republicans were already touting that they were going to get rid of Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And they also were talking about getting rid of Roe versus Wade. Well, they've accomplished
mm-hmm.
one, and we had better pay attention. They're going to try to accomplish the second.
True.
That's all I, you know, we just better pay attention. McCarthy,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you about him. He's either going to have to grow conscious, grow some stamina, whatever, and do
mm-hmm.
what's right. We'll just have to sit
mm-hmm.
back and see
mm-hmm.
what he does. I am really hoping that he somewhere he looks in the mirror and the mirror says to him, how do you want history to reflect you? And
mm-hmm.
I hope that the answer for him is do what's right. You've got the position, use it and do what's right. That's my take on it. I don't know
mm-hmm.
what to say. I don't know. I wish I could get inside his brain and clear some stuff up for him, but I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so we're just gonna have to just play the hand that's being dealt to us right now.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that
Joe Biden seems to
mm-hmm. he seems to know how to pull rabbits out of hats. So let's just
mm-hmm,
keep having
mm-hmm.
confidence in Joe and back what
yeah.
he does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the DNC did say that they'll have a war room for the election coming up and everything. So hopefully
yeah.
Next 1988 wouldn't happen with a Willa
mm-hmm.
Harden ad where Republicans, you know, pulled something out of their asses and really muddled
mm-hmm.
up the candidate Michael Dukakis at the time. And Dukakis did nothing. So
mm-hmm.
hopefully the DNC and the war room work
mm-hmm.
with President Biden to fight back every lie and malicious gossip that Republicans
mm-hmm.
throw his way, whoever the candidate is, whether it's Trump, whether it's DeSantis,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Nikki Haley, which I doubt will get a nomination, because the Republicans hate women. You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's all madness.
I don't trust Christie. I do not trust him as far as I could pick him up and throw him, and I couldn't throw him very far.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I do not trust
man. Yeah, how about Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire? He's one of the, you know, conservative Republicans who haven't lost his mind. And, you know, he's like a moderate in the Republican Party. What's a moderate? Moderate compared to these ultra-MAGA idiots that's,
yeah.
you know, running the party.
I think
he's a viable threat if he jumps into the race and get the nomination. You know, compared to all the other candidates who kissing Trump's butt, you know, Chris Sununu, you know, have a strong case. If he runs for the Republican Party nomination in 2024. But that's just me. I could be wrong on everything. All right,
yep.
Elaine, thanks for calling. We'll wrap up now and everything.
Thank you.
Very well.
Lovely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Come on. And I want to thank Sarah Carlin from Alabama.
Yeah.
I want to thank Susie from Michigan and Khalil from
mm-hmm.
the Commonwealth of Virginia and everything. It's good to hear from new people. It's good to hear from regular callers and everything. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, want more right-wing people to call, not the ultra-MAGA
mm-hmm.
people or the Moms of Liberty or For Liberty or whatever hell name. Do not call us because it's going to be a shouting match. You're idiots.
Yeah.
You're all fascists. We don't want that on our show. Yeah.
No.
So
we're gonna come back and close out, but I want to play a song and everything, and then we'll come back and wrap up. So enjoy.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind, but he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're going to regret, because I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, you're awesome, you're a bow, and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell so loose in Georgia, the devil deals it hard. And if you win, you'll get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul." His case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rolled up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hit. Then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." And he played "Found About a Run Boy Run." Devil's in the house with the rising sun.
Welcome back, Kitchen Politics 123, wrapping up now. We thank everybody for listening, tuning in. You can catch us on www.kitchenpolitics123.com. Next week, or not next week, but next month, we're going to have our merchandise, T-shirts, coffee mugs, baseball caps as starters. So thank you for sharing across social network. Thank you so much for listening. We thank, again, Sarah calling in from Alabama, a conservative. We love when new people calling in. We thank everybody, Susie, Elaine, and Khalil. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Until tomorrow night, same time, same place. This is David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David. This is Lori Pica from Michigan, and we're the Democracy Defenders. And everyone have a good evening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye now. Thank you.
Thank you. me.